The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Lions looking for fourth and goal conversion off the play fake. Goff throws wide open. Touchdown, Brock Wright.
Well, maybe it's time for a little office magic.
What's office magic?
Mooney in motion. Mooney
the flag.
Fields pumps. Flag down. Fields breaks the tackle. Fields on the scramble.
Get
Fields in for the touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
First and goal. Fields on the run. Throwing for the end zone. Komet leaping high to pull it in for a Bears touchdown.
He's got it all working today.
Second and one. Fields setting up. Looking deep. Komet wide open. He's got it. Cole Komet to the house. 50-yard Bears touchdown.
So, big question is, aside from the damage to the boat, which we will fix, what do you guys think of the presentation?
First down and goal. They hand it to Swift, and Swift will coast into the end zone for a Detroit touchdown. Untouched for six from 9 yards out. And the Lions vault right back into this ballgame. Second and 18. Fields in some trouble trying to get it to Komet. It's intercepted. Okuda with the pick. And Little One picks Big One and takes it for a touchdown.
Holy crap, I am freaking out.
Here we go! And now on third down, Fields will yank it, and there's room to run for Fields. Fields,
baby.
Turn it on to speed. Fields on the angle, trying to outrace Okuda, and he'll beat him to the goal line for the touchdown.
Oh, wow. He's already the leading rusher on third downs.
Big way.
And watch this.
67 yards. St. Brown gets it on the flip. St. Brown cuts back at the five, and he's down inside the two.
And that PAT is going to come back and bite him.
Up the middle, in for the touchdown is Jamal Williams. His ninth rushing touchdown of the year, and the Lions are an extra point away.
We're getting man-to-man.
Fields in trouble. Fields chased, breaks free of two tacklers. Now trying to break the third, and Okwara has him. Julian Okwara with the sack.
He was just exhausted.
Courtesy of Fox, and what's up, and welcome in to a Bears Monday with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We are the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on Chicago's home for sports. Getting your reaction, what did you see in this Bears loss against the Lions? 312-332-3776. We turn now to the great Alex Brown. He is with us here as we review the Bears loss against the Lions 31-30. Alex is now recovered from that bad smell on his Delta flight, and he joins us here on ESPN 1000. Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Good, man. I mean, you put it out there on Instagram that someone
pretty bad.
Someone smelled bad on your flight last night. What happened there?
Yeah, I switched seats. I was in a middle seat, okay. And then they told me I could get an exit row. I was like, all right, cool. I'll take the exit row over. It was exit row. I could get the middle seat in Comfort Plus, or I can go back to the back of the plane where the exit row was. And I was like, I'll take the exit row. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And when I sat down, I was like, whoa. I think I made the wrong choice. And then I'm like, is it me? Like, I'm telling you, it was so bad, I thought it was me. And I was really, like, sniffing myself, and I'm like, dang, if somebody see me, like, kind of sniffing myself, maybe they going to think it's me. But it's not me. Somebody smells really bad. It was bad. And I had an hour and a half of it, so wasn't a pleasant flight.
How crowded was that airport? I drove him to the airport. Oh, my God.
Yes, brutal. And it was crazier inside. Just flights delayed, and people are upset. Like, like the people that's helping with the tickets control the damn plane. You know, it's just like, guys, like, relax, just relax. Like, we're going to get it going. You'll get home. You might be 45 minutes later, but hey, just relax. You cursing the person out at the ticket desk doesn't help.
Man, you had to be a peacemaker there. I'm glad you stepped in there and told those people to keep quiet. Very good. Nice job, Alex Brown. Good Gator. The Lions defeat the Bears 31-30. First and foremost, man. Defensively, what was disappointed you the most about the Bears' defense?
Big plays, situational football. When we need to get off the field, you know, 4-minute drill. You know the 4-minute drill. They're going to run the ball. You stop them. You call a timeout. Like, that is the 4-minute drill. And we weren't able to stop them. I mean, we had everybody knows they're going to run it. They do what they're going to do, run the ball, and they were still able to get the first down to close out the game. The drive before that, you have a 6-point lead. You have to be able to get off the field. You got to be able to make a play, and we're just not able to make that play right now to get off the field. I mean, you give up 30, okay? You give up 30, that's fine. When it comes down to it and you need a play, just make the play at that point. Because of whatever happened prior to that, doesn't really matter at this point. We need to make a play and we'll fix everything later. But we're just not able to do that. Whether it's missed tackles, whether it was uncharacteristic as far as this season, the amount of penalties that were happening, that we were hurting ourselves. I think the penalty on, I think it was Jalen Johnson, was, I thought that was crap. But they told me he hit him in the face. I thought he jabbed him right in the chest and the guy fell down. But yeah, it was just unfortunate stuff happening. And the defense is, I'm not making excuses for them. They were terrible, okay? They were terrible. They got to play better. They're in a new defense. You got a lot of young players out there. You see Sanborn, Jack, he goes out and he has a hell of a game. If he can get that interception and we not have a penalty on that play, his day is even bigger. Now, you have some guys that really showed up, but as a whole, you can't give up 30 points and think and be happy about the performance. So especially when you look on the other side and they're just absolutely going nuts on offense and doing everything they can to keep you in the game.
AB, we watched the game together, and looking at the defensive system that Detroit ran, can you please give us your thoughts on why Justin's able to find running lanes, get to the edge, make plays, and then the last quarter, it seemed like, there's Hutchinson on one end and there's whoever at the other end, and they're not trying to sack him. Can you take us through that defensive system, which forced him to have to be trapped in the pocket?
Well, it's just, as a defensive coordinator on the other side that's looking at a guy like Justin, it's the same. You don't want that guy to beat you with his feet. You want to keep him in the pocket and make him throw the football. That's what you want to do, because if he gets out, like, can he beat you in the pocket? Well, yeah, he can, but he's going to crush you when he gets outside of the pocket. Now he can throw it and he can run it as he showed on the 67-yard touchdown that he ran, and he outran everybody on defense. So you want to keep him in the pocket, so they slow down their rushes. Slow down the rushes and try to just contain him and then gradually squeeze that pocket down and see if they can get him or get him off his spot, get him missing guys that were coming open. If you go back and look at some of those plays that he was being pressured, he keeps his eyes down the field just a second longer. And I get it. He's been hit all year. I'm not telling him to stay there and keep your eyes down the field and get smoked in the pocket. But you want to keep him in there as a defense. So defensive coordinator making in-game adjustments, that's what you saw from Detroit, and that's what they did to combat him trying to run the ball, especially in those situations, right? That those are situational plays within the game, and Detroit was able to make a really good adjustment to keep him in the pocket, and it worked for him.
What'd you think of Morrow and Sanborn trying to get after the quarterback? The uniform was clean on Tua, but against Goff, they got him out of the pocket a little bit. So what'd you think of the All-American Jack Sanborn and Nicholas Morrow?
I love it, man. I love young guys when they get an opportunity to come in and play. Not just play. I mean, these guys, they play well, right? They came in and they did really well, especially Jack. Jack Sanborn, like, he blew up on the show, and we're talking about him on the show, and I'm actually looking, and I asked Lance Briggs this. I was like, you think he actually fits this defense a little better than Roquan? And I kind of do. I'm not saying he's better than Roquan. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he fits the defense better. How he plays, his skill set, it just fits better. He made a lot of plays yesterday. Now he has to learn how to put that, do back-to-back, like really putting this in and week out, and it come to be something we expect. Now that we've seen it, like your kid, right? Once I see you do it, hell, I want you to do it all the time. Now I've seen you do it, Zach. I need it every week. I need you to come out, not necessarily get 2 sacks every week, but let the man upstairs, that man up in that booth in the top box that's calling out names, make sure he calls your name a couple times during on a Sunday. You can't go through 4 quarters and that guy not call your name.
You talking about the Lord? Or?
No.
You said the man upstairs.
Whoever's calling the game. I mean, whoever's calling the game for Fox or for NBC or whoever's calling the game.
Oh, Mark Sanchez? He's a boob. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just trying to get lines off. You heard it, Cap. Correct. Mark Sanchez, he's a boob.
Yeah, that whole broadcast was...
Like, I like Kevin Kugler. I mean, it's a professional broadcast. Mark Sanchez? Hey, man, listen.
He's learning.
You don't come in with... Yeah, he's coming in with scripted lines, though. Come on, man. Just call the game.
AB, the Bears and the Falcons, you live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I was concerned, I told you before the game, about the Lions. The Atlanta Falcons are better than the Lions. They can run the ball. What is this game set up to be?
Well, the thing about the Lions, they can throw it. They got Brown, and they have other receivers that were, well, I think a couple were out yesterday, but they have receivers that they can throw the ball to. The Falcons don't. So they're not going to have any aspirations of actually throwing the football. They don't use Pitts here at all, and they're always complaining, why don't he get the ball more? He'll go 2-3 quarters and not even get a target. It's just like, what in the hell is going on? But because they want to run the football, they don't do it by committee. They'll run with Algiers. They'll run with Patterson. And then the quarterback, he can run. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be – something that we're not, that we haven't shown that we're good at in stopping the run, this is what they are committed to doing. And they will come in and run the ball 50 times if we don't stop them. And they will beat us if we don't, because they're going to score a lot of points. Us scoring a lot of points is not the problem now, right? We've seen we're averaging 30 points over the last 3 games, and we've lost all 3.
Coach Brown, who are you cutting today? Off the Bears after
the kicker.
Who you going to cut today, Coach Brown?
I'm not cutting anybody.
How come? How come Velus Jones can't see the field the last couple of games? Harry's not out there. Kicker missed.
What Velus Jones is seeing is that when you get your opportunity, you got to make the most of it, and that opportunity may come. It may not come around as often as you think. So when another guy gets that opportunity and they take advantage of it, now you find yourself on the bench, and then you find yourself inactive, and then you find yourself looking for another job. So at some point he's going to have to make some plays in practice to show the coaches, get that confidence back so he can get on this football field, because it's not going the right way right now unless somebody else makes a mistake. So, and this goes for everybody. The only person on that team safe, you're not going to see them leave here, is one. Justin Fields isn't going anywhere. Everybody else, they can replace. They can replace them. So you better go out and play. You better make plays. You better go out. And regardless of the team winning or losing, Sanborn is doing what he's supposed to do. You got a guy like Brisker that's doing what he's supposed to do. Gordon doing what he's supposed to do. These guys are doing it, but on a defense, if one guy can make a mistake, one guy can make the whole defense look bad, and this is what they're learning. It's not that everybody's playing bad. Just because you give up 30 points doesn't mean everybody on the defense is playing bad. It could be one or two guys not doing their job, and that's what it is, and then you get a big play against you. So everybody's 11 jobs to be done. When all 11 guys start doing it and we get better talent in the building, then you'll start to see this defense be better. But right now, they're not. This is what we're going to see probably for the rest of the year.
AB, have a great week. It's a little chilly back here this morning, so enjoy the calm weather down there.
Yeah, yeah, we're a smooth 58 degrees, so I'm gonna love this today, you know. And it's not even noon yet. I still got 2 hours before noon, so it'll be 65. So you guys enjoy that weather up there.
All right, that's enough, Gator. That's enough. Nobody asked you.
Tell Kerry we said hey.
All right, that's enough.
We'll do. We'll do.
We'll see you. It's our guy, Alex Brown.
Just chuckling. Just laughing at us. With us here on Cap and Jay Hood. What's more important, development of players or stacking wins? Matt Eberflus gives his answer to that coming up next on a Bears Monday with Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. And the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that guy didn't ruin your day.
I was just getting ready. The guy's walking by. He looks at us. I was getting ready to wave, and he flipped us both off.
Yep. It's okay. Hey, man.
Nice red leather coat.
Does it come in a men's?
Yeah, exactly.
You make that
is that
men's
even
size?
Real leather?
What's that, Charlie?
Is that even real leather?
Yeah, it's pleather.
Where do you these red cows come from?
Jeez.
It's a great question. So some thoughts here. Hey, you know what? That happened. We got to move on.
Move on. By the way, one
next
thing.
Play. Yep.
Christopher Boyd tweets at us like every day.
Yeah.
He's a big listener.
Yes.
His dad had a bad fall yesterday, putting up Christmas lights and is in intensive care.
Mm.
My daughter, Tenley, made him a get well soon card. She must actually listen to you guys on the way to school. She wrote on the card, and she's obviously a younger, did it in crayons. It says, Bears, you're better than this.
That's true. That's true.
So best of luck, Christopher Boyd, to your dad.
She is a future headline writer.
There you go.
Bears, dash, you're better than that. I love that. 312-332-3776. If you're just joining us, where you pin? This is a Bears Monday. Bears fall short against the Detroit Lions. We asked the question earlier, and it's still on the table, about how you feel about this loss. Cap says it is what it is because of the talent. I say you're going to lose games, but not against this Lions team. You had the lead. At some point, young players have to learn not only how to lose, but also how to win. That was a game that was winnable. The rest of the season, I can't tell you what's going to happen with the Bears, but at least for that one sucked against the Lions. Lions are not a good football team.
Nope.
And so I think Courtney Cronin an hour ago told us the right thing by saying, look at the rest of the schedule. There are no gimmies on the schedule anymore. The Lions was the last ones you had.
The margin of error for the Bears is so small that you can't have two holding penalties on your left tackle. You can't have two illegal hands-to-the-face penalties on your cornerback, who, by the way, Jalen Johnson graded out at a team worst, 28%. 28%!
Who's that from, Pro Football Focus?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
And he has one interception in 34 games. Just for context, Charles Tillman, by his 34-game mark, had 7. Quarterbacks, when targeting him, have a 102.1 passer rating. I know he's not healthy. He's got a bad rib injury. He gutted it out. He's got to be better.
Some thoughts from Matt Eberflus on the development of the team, despite not stacking wins.
Boy, I tell you what they are getting is perseverance, right? Determination. That's what they will get. You know, so everybody's going to look at this and say, hey, you know, we're, you know, you've lost 6 out of 7, all the things that the outside noise is going to be. Well, let's have winning habits. Make sure we have winning habits every single day, right? On Monday, tomorrow, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which they do. They've practiced hard. They're doing the right thing. It's about determination and perseverance, okay, and staying the course. And that's what they're going to learn. And that's what they are learning. So they got to have their eyes forward. They got to look at the performance for what it is and then move forward to the next game. And they've done that. And then it will eventually crack. If we keep having winning habits and doing things the right way and executing in the critical moments, it will crack.
It is that slippery slope and that balance of saying,
we know it's really about tomorrow,
but we really need you to be focused today.
Because he thinks like a coach.
I know. But a player has pride, Cap. They do. You know, give me an example. You know this in basketball, in the NBA, right?
Mm-hmm.
these teams will, like Sacramento is a perfect example of it, stacking up all these draft picks. And they go from town to town knowing they're going to lose. Like, yeah, it doesn't. They don't care. We don't care. Next town, next plane, next party. Ultimately, right? These, I mean, quality college players, either from high school or played 1 year as in college, and they were all world, top draft picks. They get into a moribund franchise like Sacramento, and they're just like, oh, we're supposed to lose. So it doesn't matter. And you don't want to have that seeping into your locker room. But that happens in the league, in the NBA. In this NFL with the Bears, we know the bigger picture. I just don't want young players in this roster to be like, well, coach doesn't care if we lose or not. We're just going to just play hard, perseverance, all that. But they're not really looking at the one loss record. I know Justin Fields probably feels lousy today because they lost again.
Yeah, absolutely he
slippery
does.
Slippery slope, though.
It's a slippery slope. Coaches coach for today. They're loyaltier. Like, Eberflus has a great relationship with Poles. Mm-hmm. He knows what he signed up for. But he also has a responsibility, the 53 dudes that go out there and put their health on the line every day. And those guys are not only playing for jobs here, they're playing for jobs somewhere. Because everybody looks at the tape. I don't know about that Hood guy. He doesn't hustle.
Right.
So you don't want to put stuff on tape that you don't want others to see.
True.
That said, it's a talent-deficient team, so some of it can be expected.
Does that make sense, Charlie?
Yeah, well, the first thing that comes into my mind is Miami. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, they were probably the most, belligerent of the we are losing games. They're literally being investigated for it.
Sure.
But I even still, they go through this long process of losing as many games as possible. And what do they do 2 years later? They make big trades and they try to do all these win now moves. So it's not. You can't do it the way like Oklahoma City's doing it, where you're just so bad for like 5 years. I mean, you're not going to build any sort of culture that way.
I mean, and the hope is that the culture will be, you're building the culture now, even though it's stacked on losses and crap. But the hope is that in a couple of years, I want the Bears to be a perennial playoff team, Cap. Always in the mix.
Then we have to tolerate what's going on now.
Yeah.
For what we think is around the corner. Now, the Cubs pulled that trick off. The Astros turned that trick. We thought that's where the White Sox were headed. Haven't got, like, you got all these great groceries. Hey, we're going to this really awesome butcher. We're going to get the best steaks, and we're going to go here and organic vegetable. Hadn't tasted so good yet, right?
Yes.
So, as you astutely pointed out, okay, we can tolerate the losses. Maybe not to the Lions at home. Ryan Poles has to prove he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And again, not to say he can't. We just have to see it.
Yes.
Bayless Jones.
Yes.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Here's Banks in the South Loop on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Hey, Banks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's cracking?
Man, I'm going to tell you what. That loss, it was a slippery slope. I didn't hurt off that one. I was entertained. They look good. It feels good to see an offense that actually is, dare I say, potent. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we had no injuries, and yeah, our draft pick got a little bit better, I can live with that. Now, on the other hand, I went to that Bulls game last night, and I was terribly disappointed in what I saw.
Ugh, they were horrible.
So, yeah, that was frustrating, man. So in the end, I can deal with the Bears' loss because I know we're building towards something. But the Bulls, they got to get it together like quickly.
Yeah, Cap and I will address the Bulls tomorrow. I'll just say just one thing: how many times are you gonna get beaten in transition, time and time again? And this is not even Jokic being a factor. But we'll talk about it tomorrow. But I saw some empty seats in the second half, Cap. Third quarter, like, okay, let's go. Leaving early at the United Center, like, oh God.
Well, six turnovers in the first quarter.
Yeah,
and you're down 12 at the end of 12 minutes.
No, it's brutal.
Not good.
We see you on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. How's Justin Fields feeling? We will hear from Justin coming up next. But first, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute. You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. The same ESPN Chicago app, which you can hear Crosstalk Unhinged, Waddle. The boys are not in blue, but they do work blue. It is Carmen Yurko and Wallen Sylvie. Boy, that's not safe for work, but you should check it out anyway at the ESPN Chicago app. Check out Crosstalk Unhinged. We're with you until 10 o'clock. Then Mike Greenberg comes in with the Bears and the rest of the National Football League conversation from 10 to noon. Carmen Yurko, Wadlin Sylvie, Bleck and Abdallah, Freddie and Fitzsimmons round out our lineup here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Justin Fields hurting.
I'm hurting pretty bad. Not really from hits, but just my legs are kind of sore. But Other than my legs being sore and, of course, my ear, I'm fine.
Fields and Komet.
I think just our growth. You know, I think Cole's getting better each and every week, I think, with his route running. And, you know, he works hard day in and day out. So I'm definitely happy for him and the way he's growing, the way he's, you know, continuing to improve, you know, each and every week. And just the extra work we put in after practice. It's crazy. The crazy thing is on that touchdown, we ran that. I think we ran that route after practice like three times after like Wednesday or Thursday, and we missed on every one. So, you know, it was kind of cool to see, you know, us connect on that one.
That's pretty good transparency, Cap. It's like we tried that play. It right. didn't work in practice. But you put
we
it in anyway.
We called that play in the huddle. We were like, oh, no, this isn't going to work.
Uh-oh.
The play that didn't work, we're going to call it. And it executed. It worked. It's funny.
Correct. Look. Justin, yeah, I know he's hurting, but he doesn't have a serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep the kid healthy, please. He's done a much better job at getting out of bounds, sliding. Just keep the kid healthy. We all know he's arrived. He's here. He's got a lot to work on. He has no chance to stand in the pocket and process because they cannot protect him. That's a fact.
I can make a case that the more you lose, the more likely he's going to get hurt.
The more you say that again?
I can make a case that the more the Bears lose, the more risk that he can get hurt. With that offensive line in front of him.
He's smart. He is getting to the edge, boop, out of bounds, stick the ball out, get as far as I can. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to get better. Don't make the mistake on the screen pass again. And he said, I will play it. Never make that again the rest of my career.
It's a dumb play. You know, screen, the DN sniffed it out pretty good. So that I can assure you that will never happen again for the rest of my career. You know, just screen, DN sniffed it out, tried to move him a little bit and tried to float it over to Cole and just overthrew it. But just got to dirt it and play the next play.
Got to dirt it. You throw it at his feet. Play's not there. Live to fight another day. So it's a learning experience. Just like Jack Sanborn on 3rd and 14 or 15,
yep,
taking the cheese, mm-hmm, and Lance Briggs going, they're going to run someone 6 yards over the middle. Don't take the cheese. He just took the cheese. First down. Can't do that, but you learn. So I'd rather you learn in games where it really doesn't matter.
I cannot wait for next year. Did you see what's in the books for us next year?
No.
On this show?
No.
Jack Sanborn show.
Take that!
Jack Sanborn show next year at a bar, of course. The Jack Sanborn show!
Yay!
Jack Sanborn with us here! Jack Sanborn! Line up here for your autographs. Right here, Jack Sanborn. Good! Jim! Jack Sanborn comes in. Good, Jim!
I'm a big fan, Jack. Remember when you had those interceptions against the Lion? A star was born. I mean, sand was born.
Good, Jim. Good. He's going to walk in like Ditka, man. Own the place.
Love it.
Cap, it's going to be you and I. Bar shows every week. The Jack Sanborn Show.
Bring it on.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Love it.
Hey, man. What number does he wear?
57.
Can't lose in that number.
Bowling Crutes.
That's a Hall of Famer in that number.
Take that.
They gotta retire that jersey.
Yep.
I think at some point. That's the problem with football, right? Can't retire everyone's number.
Cannot.
Do we call him the Sandman?
Oh.
Is that his new name?
Oh, Sandman. There you go. How about that, Charlie? He's already working on the marketing.
The Bears were told they cannot retire any more numbers.
That's a shame.
You're done. So don't make an exception. New stadium.
Oh.
I got an idea. New stadium in Arlington Heights.
Yep.
The Cap of J Hood Chicago Bears Ring of Honor.
Put our name on it. Wait a minute. You can't do that. How about that, Charlie?
Call Ted. Yeah. Call George. Before Ted retires, he announces we're going to pick the names for the Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
the Cap and J Hood Ring of Honor.
Jack Sanborn Field at Cap and J Hood Stadium.
That would be perfect.
I want him to own it, man. Hey, Bears need some pass rushers, right? Start with him. Young, great story.
Just a solid line.
Hometown kid.
Homegrown kid, yes. Got to have that in there as well. I think it's a great story. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Lincoln Park. Here's Anthony on ESPN 1000. All right, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing? First time caller. Thanks
Anthony,
so much.
What's up, man?
Great, great. Before I start, I just want to see if all your listeners and yourselves could give a prayer and thoughts to the St. Ignatius JV hockey team members who got in an accident over the weekend.
It's horrific.
And, read that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Horrific. And I saw they just charged the truck driver who hit them. I think he ran a red light. I think he may have been under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
Read the same. So, yeah, great thought there, Anthony.
Yeah. I was just wondering your thoughts on which is worse, like blowing a lead and losing or just coming up short? You come back coming up short, I suppose. And I've always felt terrible when, even when our defense was good, when they just couldn't stop someone at the last 2 minutes and give up a lead, the lead that we had, and we end up losing. So I felt terrible this weekend just because of that more than anything else, that, we had plenty of cushion going into the fourth quarter and ended up losing, whereas last week against the Dolphins, I almost had this elation that, hey, we can kind of stick it in, we can keep up with a shootout type of thing, even though we ended up losing. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, it sucks that you had a nice cushion, as you mentioned, and then be able to lose the game. Just shows how inept the defense is. Absolutely. You have enough offense to score. You've scored 29 points, well, with the win against Patriots, 33 points, 29 points, 32 points, 30 points, and still lost.
First time it's ever happened.
Yeah.
Ever. In the history of the NFL, 29, 29, 29, or more. All losses.
It's inexplicable that happened, but it does happen with this Bears team. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Some thoughts from Dan Orlovsky on the field MVP conversation. We'll get context on what we saw over our shoulders on TV. That's next. And also the Cap and J Hood cut of the day on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Yes. But I got to get the audio. I don't know if the boys in there found it.
It should be there.
The situation in Chicago before this season was the worst you'd ever seen.
I stand by
for
that.
A young quarterback. Where are they now?
I also said this, Greeny, that if Justin was somehow able to overcome it, he would be in the MVP conversation. I do not think that's an outrageous statement. I honestly believe Justin's play is going to warrant him getting into that conversation. Now, he is not going to win it with the way that Tua's playing and Patrick and all that stuff, but he has been so remarkable over this last month that you sit there and say that player, if he was on a team that was going to win more, would be in the MVP conversation. You want to talk about developing as a pocket passer. I want to leave. No, I don't want to leave. Can't. Now I have to. And can you go make something happen? The direction of the receivers down the field. Like, that's the perfect example of becoming a pocket passer to becoming a talented player. Here it is again. Reset. Don't leave just because you can, Justin. Hang, and deliver another perfect ball. Those are the things for me that will stand out, because as great as a talent as he is, it'll all come back to can you develop. And that first clip for me is so special, guys, because, like, I always say this about the athletic guys. Don't leave just because you can. Right. Don't leave. Don't leave because you have to. And that's the perfect example of I could leave, don't, and then I had to make a play.
David Kaplan. David?
Okay, I love Dan. I'm a big Dan Orlovsky guy. And I understand what he's saying about how Justin's playing. I do. Stop with the would be in the discussion for the MVP if he was on a better team. He would not. He's still got to be better in his decision making. There's things he's got to work on. Do I think he's our franchise quarterback? I've never wavered, ever. I also said when you watch the tape early in the season, there were things he was missing that his ardent fans did not want to admit. Now they've rolled him out, got him on the move. He's made plays with his feet. He's a beast, and he's going to be here for a long time. We're going to be on the air when we go, oh, breaking news. The Bears just signed Justin for $300 million. God bless him. Thrilled. Can we just stop with the he'd be in the freaking discussion for the MVP this year? Because he would.
I'm exhausted.
Someday, yes,
Cap,
will win one.
I'm just so exhausted of this overreach on sports TV. My God, just give him a pat on the back saying, boy, they almost beat the Lions and move on to the next topic. What are you doing? See, do you understand what I'm saying, Cap? See, what it is, Orlovsky will say that, and people will aggregate that and say, he says could be an MVP candidate. You and I both know that that's false. But the other thing is, too, if the Bears are just middling, right, if they're just developing and they're not a playoff team yet, get bounced in playoffs in the first round the next 3 or 4 years, then it's on Justin Fields. Justin Fields is not the guy. He's a bust. There's never any middle ground in the conversation anymore. He could be an MVP. Bears fall short. That guy sucks. That ain't right.
You're correct. That's how the world is today.
I'm not accepting it. I'm not going to live in that world. You know why? Because I grew up in an era of nuance. Sorry. Michael Jordan as a rookie would be raked over the coals now.
Correct.
Oh, my God. That guy's a gun. He just shoots all the time. Never involves anybody. He'll never be any good.
Okay. If you go back to Walter Payton, rest in peace. He was awesome. His first game, I believe he had 7 or 9 carries for 0 yards.
And behind that line.
Behind that line.
Yeah.
Do you remember, you know what First Take would have had the next morning?
Oh, my God.
Bears bust at running back, 4th overall pick.
What a reach in for a swack school.
What a terrible pick.
Here's something for you
That's
guys.
That's the way it is.
Go ahead, Charlie.
So these are some of the odds on, this is on DraftKings. So I'll throw some, these are people they have ahead of Justin Fields. Let me know if you agree. Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
They have ahead. Yep. Micah Parsons.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
Daniel Jones.
Hmm. Yeah.
They're 7-2.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, they like more. Geno Smith, they like more. I mean, these are Travis Kelce's ahead of him right now. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just have to get your balls on the table, Cap. Say it now. He's an MVP. He would be an MVP this year if the Bears weren't so bad.
Correct.
No. No. Here's how you say it. He has the ability at some point to be an MVP in this league just based on the way he runs the offense, the way he runs with the football. He's got to develop, but I see signs that he could be an MVP. That's how you say it. But, well, got to say it. It's get up. Got to say it right now.
Correct.
He's an MVP. Stop. Where? In what world? With this team?
He's not.
Was he Andre Dawson?
Now
the MVP on a bad team?
If there was a prop bet, will he win one in the next 10 years? I would
probably
bet.
Probably so.
I think he will.
He'll get all. I think that, especially if you build a good offense around him, he will be in that conversation all the time. Because the Bears will all of a sudden be an offensive team. But the idea that you go on TV with that now, why?
No shot.
It's one of those things where it's like, hey, if you just ignore the stats, the numbers, the history, the precedent, and everything about it, he has a pretty good shot at MVP. Like, it's that kind of conversation where you're saying, like, if he won more games, then, you know, he would be... Well, guess what? He's not winning more games.
Yeah, and still, he still has to develop. It's more than just him running the football. He's got to be the all-around quarterback to even be considered in the MVP conversation.
We were just talking about him not throwing over a certain amount of yards and passes in a game, and we just stretched to this a couple weeks later.
The hope is that he will be that, but I'm willing to wait.
And it's development. Like, to your point, Hoodie, this is the development. That, like, again, we were just talking about how he was not throwing above a certain amount of yards a couple weeks ago. And now, it's like, this is the development that we're in.
We're not doing it right, Cap. You're the one that's outlandish on this show, but you're not outlandish enough. We're not doing it right. We'd be millionaires if we said stuff like that every day.
Every day.
Every day. Just to say it. Just throw it against the wall. We're not doing it right.
We're not.
We're struggling check to check trying to figure this out.
That's it.
And these guys here are in the lap of luxury saying stuff like, you know, Justin Fields, he's an MVP candidate. If the team wasn't so bad, no question. Charlie just gave you what's on Vegas right now, 7 or 8 names.
There's 20 names ahead of him. And that doesn't mean we don't love him.
He's going to be there. Can we just wait?
It's going to take.
Can't wait.
Please.
Cap and Jay, the cut of the day, brought to you by Chicago Cut. All right, Charlie, what do we have?
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Little hook in the shower.
Yeah. That's the Bears' defense. It is. Except Jack Sanborn.
Oh,
Jack Sanborn.
Our guy.
The All-American.
We need him on.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Chicago Cut Steakhouse gives us the cut of the day.
That's right. David Flom and Matt Moore's dynamic creation over on LaSalle and the River. Go get yourself the burger for lunch today and ask them for those fresh-cut fries that they take 3 days to make because they have a process. Amazing.
Can you get me on Monitor 6 tonight as UIC plays Jacksonville State? Monitor 6 in the Hood Cave.
I will be home tonight on the couch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Monitor 6. Can you get me there? I know you got Monday Night Football, maybe a little NBA, a TBG.
I think I could probably do it on the backup extra phone.
Oh, yeah. Ask you to your partner like that. My God, I don't even get on the screen.
Honey, what do you have on your backup phone? Hoodie.
Oh, man. Well.
Mindy, can I borrow your iPad? I need to see a little more clearly.
Oh, my God. I can't even get on the main screen for UIC Jacksonville State tonight on ESPN+.
There you go.
I'll be there. 7 o'clock.
By the way, guess who's in studio on TV with me today?
Who?
Marian Hossa.
Oh.
Take that.
The great Marian Hossa.
The great Marian Hossa.
We thank you for listening, calling, and being part of the program. Thank you, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000.
We love you.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, JC. How about you and I do this tomorrow for Hoodwink Tuesday?
Rock and roll, baby. That's right. We're picking 6th right now. Enjoy it.
For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. So long, everybody.
Hope you don't have a ticket on the over 6.5 wins.
From Chicago.
Take that.
Old National Bank is asking businesses to get old. But first, they have questions.
Who runs my business if I get old?
You do. You can get old and remain young.
Is that possible?
With a commercial bank as good as Old National, yes.
What will it feel like to get old?
Well, business owners describe a feeling of euphoria, having local decision-making and committed relationship bankers.
Okay, one old guy coming up.
Introducing Old National Bank, where business relationships and results matter. Old National Bank. Get old. Member FDIC.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, this is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma brand.